Lecture 12, Beyond Greece, the Persian Empire.
Welcome back to this, the 12th of our lectures in a series on ancient Greek civilization and Greek history. In the course of the last 11 lectures, we've been charting the development of Greek civilization, both through the Bronze Age, then into the Iron Age, and now down very close to the Classical period. And during that time, we've seen there have been moments in the history of the Greeks, as in the course of any culture, when that history will have abrupt changes, and there will be moments when the cultural flow, which has been developing for hundreds of years, will change direction very, very quickly. We're now reaching such a moment again in the history of the Greeks at the end of the 6th century. During the Archaic period, we have seen the tension within the Greek world. We have seen the stasis in the various Greek communities. We've seen the different ways in which Greek states have tried to handle this, with Sparta closing down and becoming a rigidly fixed society, and Athens, on the other hand, exploring much more nuanced ways of dealing with this in the reforms of Solon, then seeing 50 years of Pisistratid tyranny, which truly transformed the Athenians, and finally the triumphant career of Cleisthenes and the reforms of 510 to 508 BC. But that nice development that we see going on through the 6th century, which begins in anarchy and ends in democracy, will now abruptly change. And the incident, the event, which will mark a completely new direction in the history of the Greeks, will be the Persian Wars. Because that is going to be so monumental an experience for the Greeks, today what I want to do is to set the stage for looking at the Persian Wars by looking at the Persian Empire. I want to see who these Persians were that the Greeks would be coming up against in 490 and 480, 479 BC. And as we do this, I want to do a second thing as well, not just to tell the story of the Persians, but to try to bring out the way in which what we know about the Persians we tend to see through a Greek filter. And it's not simply that we are trying to understand one culture through the lens of another culture, but that we are seeing the Persians from the point of view of the Greeks, who, of course, fought against them in 490 and 480, 479 BC, and who defeated them. And so the impact of that victory, which we will see in another lecture, was of immense importance to the Greeks, is going to have an effect on how subsequently the Greeks write about the Persians, and how then, from there, how we read and understand the Persians. So we have two focuses today, trying to understand the Persians and trying to see something of the way that the Greeks thought about them and how these points of view took shape. Well, first of all, let's go back and talk about the origins of the Persians and try to find out how it should be that these people should end up in conflict with the world of the Greeks. The Persians really come from an entire milieu in the ancient Near East that has seen a succession of great civilizations. From the 4th millennium BC onwards, Mesopotamia, which is to say modern-day Iraq, has been the homeland of a succession of complex cultures and civilizations. Sumer, Akkad, the power of Babylon, later the Assyrians as well. And throughout these millennia, in this area of what is modern-day Iraq, we've seen civilizations come and go, civilizations rise and fall to be replaced by new ones. This endless pattern of invasion, destruction, and regeneration has gone on for thousands of years. Most of the cultures of those millennia that succeeded each other, swallowed each other up, and then reproduced new power were cultures that were Semitic. Their languages are generally Semitic, related to Hebrew and to Arabic today. And generally speaking, the focus of their power, the location of their power, was always that area between the two fertile rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, the area the Greeks knew as Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers. The Persians are somewhat outside that cultural flow, which has poured over the ancient Near East for millennia. For a start, their language was Indo-European. In other words, their language is in the same general family group that includes Greek. It includes Sanskrit at the other end. It goes in both directions to India and also to Europe. And of course, it then includes our language, English and German and French and so forth.